time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. What's up, everybody? Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru. We are back at it for another week. Transferring over, and again, typical Nick and Dom fashion, we promise that the winter season is done, but we hang on to it. And that is the case today. We're gonna have
April now, but March is long, and you know, you need a couple weeks in April to kind of get some storylines out there for the spring.
You do. We're letting the winter keep us a little heated as we wait for things to cook up over in spring, but. That is all about the Lawrence boys basketball team. Arguably the best. Well, you look at how far teams went. You'd have to give it to North Andover because they went to the semis and Lawrence was bounced in the Sweet 16, I believe. Right?
Was it the Elite Eight?
I will tell you in 1 second. So Lawrence, who, by the way, Lawrence boys basketball, we're going to have four of their players on in the show after the break talking about their historic season. They won 22 games. And they made it to, yes, the round of eight. They played North Newton North and got bounced 55-54. What a heartbreaking loss. North Andover, the last standing MVC team, Merrimack Valley, went to the Final Four and lost to Needham. So North High won the whole thing. But yeah, we dialed up four of those players from Lawrence. We just wanted to get that final stamp on the season. And I know a lot of people are wondering, what's going to happen for them in the future? So we'll discuss that too. We're not going to give it away now. We'll discuss that next, right?
Let's do it. I can't
but
wait.
Other than that, Nick, it's just super slow and we're just waiting. This will be the place where we will get some, spring coaches, spring players on going forward, but we have no idea who to get yet because we don't know who's doing what. It's too early.
Exactly.
One game
I haven't even done all of my spring previews yet. That's how early it is in the spring.
Exactly. All right. Well, let's get out of the way so we can have these Lawrence boys on our show. We're going to take a break and catch up with those four after the break, telling us all about the historic season and what's next down the road. Stay with us.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru. We are here with one of our, it's becoming more common now, Rick, our multiple guest segments, right? In one segment, multiple guests. So we are honored here to have members of the Lawrence boys basketball team just finished an historic season, one of the best teams in the state. So we're going to get the final stamp on it. Here we go. Let's go around the room. We're going to start with, let's go with Ryan. Ryan, pronounce your last name first of all, because I'm not going to butcher anybody's name tonight. So go ahead and pronounce the last name.
Last name is Grouillon.
Grouillon, oh, beautiful. Ryan, why don't you tell me, you know, your role in the team this year, and just at the end of the day, looking back, what made this team so successful?
My role on the team, I feel like it was like to bring energy and be a leader, defense and shooting. That's how I felt my role was on the team.
Nice. And what grade you in?
Oh, well, I'm a senior. I'm about to graduate.
Yeah, nice. Congratulations. Wrapping up a great career. And, you know, just about the team itself, you know, what was the consistent part of this team that just made it run, you know, night in and night out?
The consistent part of the team, I feel like we just all, like, got in the gym, we got to work. Like, sometimes maybe we joked around, but, like, when it was time to, like, lock in, we always were there to lock in. And I say, like, the starting five, too, like, we've been together since, like, freshman. I feel like that played a big role in us, like, making a big run in the tournament, too.
Absolutely. We'll move on. Danny Reyes. Danny Reyes is the next one on my list, so we'll go there. Danny, take us through your role at the team and, you know, take us through, you know, some of the biggest, you know, highlights that you'll take out of this season.
All right, so yeah, I'm Danny. I think my role this year was just like Ryan, be a leader and kind of like control, be the coach and on the court. Not only get everybody together, get everybody in place where they're supposed to be at, talk to them, and just be that leader on the court and get, like, always keep everybody together. And I think we had a lot of success throughout this year was because we all been together for a long time. Like Ryan said, we've been together since freshman year, especially the starting five. We do everything together. We used to do everything together. We were always together. So the chemistry was definitely there. Everybody was on the same page. Everybody knew what was going to happen next. Everybody knew each other's like spots, where they had to be at, like where he likes it. Like everybody was just on the same page.
For sure.
Braylon Castillo, what's going on, my man? How was your season personally and team-wise? What do you think made the team go?
Personally, I couldn't have asked for a better season this year, but what was the other question?
Yeah, just about like kind of like what looking back, like, geez, you know, we were really good at this. We were really consistent at this, you know, night in and night out. What would be the thing that constantly drove you guys to all these victories?
I mean, Lawrence had 3 P's, pushing the ball, applying pressure, and playing hard. I mean, really, that was really it. Sticking to our 3 keys. And just being able to day in and day out work on it and pull through with it during tough games. I mean, we condition pretty hard during practice, so we know no team could run with like us or can run with us. So that was there was no doubt in our minds if we was pushing that ball up the floor and driving it down, there was no team stopping us.
Yeah. How did you feel being on top of the Merrimack Valley there? Such a competitive conference and, you know, you guys had a losing record last year, and then you just totally turned it around and was the number one team pretty much from start to finish.
I mean, if I'm being honest with you, it was expected. I mean, coming into the season there, we came from a 7-13 season previously, and then just coming into the season, we knew we wanted better. It was the same team. It was the same, basically the same five. Guys just knew what was coming. Everybody just knew their roles and everybody wanted to come together and be on the same page after, because we were out for a whole COVID year. So most of us missed our sophomore years. And then we get our junior years. We're over here thinking like, oh, we're going to come in here and we're going to do our thing. All that. And it turned out that we ain't come in here doing nothing. We went 7-13. We were losing against teams that we didn't think we should have been losing to. But again, the chemistry was there, but guys weren't just on the same page, if you understand what I'm saying. But luckily, our senior year, we pulled through. Obviously, it wasn't the outcome we wanted, but it definitely was a way better season than our junior year.
Absolutely. Moving over to Toby. Toby, pronounce your last name for us.
You don't want
to
try that one, Nick?
Yeah, so my last name is Ogun Barry.
Oh, Toby Ogun Barry. Okay. Pretty much like it's set, yeah. Spelled.
Yeah, actually wasn't as hard to say. My last name is probably tougher, Kukaros.
Yeah.
It's actually, yeah, easier than it looks. Toby, take us, you know, with the same questions. Take us through your role of the team and, you know, what you think, you know, made this team, you know, so successful this season.
I feel like for me, my primary role was just to be that person who, like, basically holds it down low in the paint, whether it was on offense or defense, and obviously to set the tone when it came to rebounding, because we were one of the better rebounding teams too in the state. And I feel like I led that. And so that was pretty much my role for the team throughout the year. And as a team, I feel like after a bad year last year, like it literally started like straight after the season. Once we started up in the off season, we just all got straight to work with Coach Moose. Obviously, we already knew what we wanted to do heading into the summer, and we made it a goal for ourselves, like even during the off season, to win as much as possible so that we could set that tone for the season and get used to that culture of winning. And I feel like just from doing that, we was able to come out during the season and, you know, surprise the rest of the state and show that, you know, that we could really be a force to be reckoned with.
Absolutely. Toby, when we talked to a bunch of other coaches around the MVC this year, I mean, they all seem to be singing your praises right from the start. And obviously they were right. So it seems like, I mean, you know, at least in the conference wise, you were getting everybody's best shot every night, yet you guys still handled it. That had to have been, you know, nice to know that, you know, you guys were kind of the team to beat, and yet you guys still went out and got the job done.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like just having that target on our back too, it really helped us with our discipline, because I feel like compared to last year, we definitely saw a huge growth in our discipline as a team. And so just acknowledging the fact that every team was going to give us their best shot, we was able to stick together, stay tough, and make sure we could, you know, continue to strive for the best.
Awesome. And for round two, final round here with the Lawrence boys basketball team, you guys have been great, giving us great insights on the historic season, 20 wins the regular season, a couple in the postseason, and finishing up with just a 1-point loss to a team that was red hot. I mean, to go through Lawrence and Lynn English, insane, right? Man, I wanted to see that matchup, Lawrence and Lynn English, but it didn't happen. Newton North, great, great run for them. Hey, let's go around the room here. Ryan Grunion, tell us what's next for you. You know, basketball wise, other sports, school. What are you thinking?
Up next for me, I just mean right now I'm not playing for no teams. I'm just trying to work out, get better. But up next, I'm going to play down for Southern Maine Community College. Sweet. I already had a visit down there, talked to the coaches, and I like the program. Nothing good. I'm already going there. So.
Done deal. Everything's set. That's perfect. Awesome. Make it a nice, smooth rest of your senior year. Next up, Danny Reyes, you know, what's on your mind for your future right now and beyond?
So right now I'm really indecisive, but as of right now, I'm just, you know, still in the gym. I'm playing AAU and I'm just trying to get better to see if any opportunities come in. I could take them. But right now I'm indecisive and I'm just looking into every option I have, every opportunity I can get.
Sweet. Yeah. We set yourself up nicely with a tremendous season. Best of luck. Braylon Castillo, what's on your mind for the next step?
I mean, for the next step, as far as basketball, I'm very unsure about it as of right now. But school is for sure, without a doubt, going to be an option. It's definitely going to be an option. I do want to go to school. I'm pursuing in cybersecurity. But as far as basketball, yeah, I'm not very sure right now.
Yeah, kind of a wait and see what comes up.
Yeah.
Cybersecurity, plenty of work there for sure. Especially with these advances in artificial intelligence, going to be a lot of room for those jobs for sure. cool. And Toby O, finishing up with you, like what's on your mind for the next steps?
So right now I'm currently undecided as far as where I'm gonna head to school next year. And I've been staying in the gym, you know, trying to maintain my condition. I'm trying to stay fit, trying to work on my game too for the next level. And yeah, I got a couple of visits lined up also for the next couple of weeks. So I'll see how it goes when I meet the coaches and see campuses and stuff. And yeah, we're waiting to see.
Awesome. Well, the 22-win Lawrence boys basketball team, historic season for the Lancers. Can't thank you enough for coming on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. It's been a joy listening to the recap of the season and also what's coming next. That's going to be exciting to follow your careers, guys. Best of luck. We appreciate it very much.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it, guys. Good luck.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Oh, fine young gentleman, huh, Nick?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. They certainly lived up to the hype. I think they might have been in the toughest division in all of Massachusetts high school sports this year. I mean, making it to the Elite Eight there is nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah, and then, you know, on their side of the bracket, it could be argued that, I mean, you know, Luton North, Lit English, the champions North High, right? Mm-hmm. All on that side. On the other side, I mean, you had North Andover, which was surprising, you know, to see them go farther than Lawrence. They made the semifinals, losing to Needham, and then Needham and North High get into the finals, and North High out of Worcester takes it. But yeah, we had a lot of fun watching their progress, those young gentlemen, and we know there's
absolutely
bigger things coming up for them, and we wish them nothing but success. All right, Lawrence boys basketball team in the books on the other side, just catching up with some more Merrimack Valley sports talk.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber, and if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
We're back on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, just wrapping up. Again, once more, Nick, impressive four gentlemen there. Lawrence boys basketball, we can't thank them enough. And we love their coach, too. Is it Jesus? We had him on earlier, and the players. So lots of fun. Kids are lots of fun.
Yeah,
I really want to see that English Lawrence game.
I know. It was tough break. But, you know, I mean, in that division, what are you going to do? It's a shark tank. They all eat each other. You know, Worcester North ended up being the one that reigned supreme.
Yeah. And I'm guessing like a lot of them, besides the Southern Maine one, Braylon, the other ones, Ryan, Danny and Toby, you know, you get that feeling when they were saying they're not sure, they're deciding between prep school and a college.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's usually,
yeah, exactly. Cause I'm looking up, I just looked up Toby's, Twitter handle. 6'8".
Oh, yeah. Force.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolute force. Yeah. And it's funny, you watching like the March Madness and stuff, you see like they're so close to that, you know, because you look at these kids, and I more and more as I get older, I look and I see those baby faces on the TV, right? You look closely at the March Madness kids, they're like, they look like they're 12, some of them.
Yeah, they do. They do.
They certainly play beyond the years, though, and Lawrence is in that class. So great season, Lancers, and thanks for joining us, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. So let's just wrap it up, Nick, because it's way too early to find anything that's going on in terms of themes or anything.
Yeah, the games that started up throughout this week. So, yeah. You know, if there may be a couple teams with two games under their belts by now, that's but it. Not many. Most have won, some even none yet.
Yeah. But the spring will heat up soon enough, and yeah, we will have you
by next week. It's weird how these things work. It's like I have one team that doesn't start up until like Thursday, but then by the time Monday rolls around, they'll already be three games in.
Yeah, and this and this is totally new to us too. This is our first. Oh no, it isn't. It's not our first spring. We started January 2022.
Yeah,
Merrimack Valley. It's our, what I was trying to get at. It's our first podcast spring. Not that matters.
Uh huh.
You know, but we'll see. You know, we'll see. We know there's some good softball teams. We know this. And then if you look at the Eagle Tribune, they said the baseball scene is loaded with talent in the Merrimack Valley. I don't recall any baseball teams going super far last year. I do recall the softball.
I knew it was a Tewksbury Bill Ricka softball.
Methuen was pretty good.
The other one, kind of all softball powers. But, I don't remember any baseball. But I don't, North Andover's always good. You know, they're always right there. Andover's always good. I used to always remember when, back this was 15 years ago now, when I first started out at the Gloucester Times, when Gloucester was in Division One, and it would happen all the time. They'd be 15-5 and they'd run into that 11-9 MVC team. And it was not good. It was not good news.
Yeah.
I think it was Haverhill one year and Andover one year, and they just pounded on them. And it's like, those teams are battle tested.
My personal experience was Andover, like literally Andover Legion was the best baseball team I've ever seen. I mean, they were like men against boys back then. And then of course you had Haverhill, Carlos Pena doing his thing for, hitting.
Yeah, he was only a 40 home run hitter in MLB.
Hitting 600 foot bombs off of us, literally in Haverhill Stadium. And then, like you said, North Andover has a Super 8 under their belt recently. So we'll have them all. You'll hear it all this spring, we promise, as we go forward. But let's just close it up. What do you think?
Sounds good.
All right. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk out for the week. Just every week we're here. MSONewsSports.com. See you next week.